You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, how are you? Dr. Dave here, the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I know it's been a while and I miss you. Do you miss me? Well, I can tell you for sure, whether or not you miss me, I absolutely miss you. I've been kind of crazy busy, but in a really good way over the past few months since I published my last episode. And I want to share a few things with you. One thing in particular that I think is really going to help you quite a bit. So, you know, I am a very goals-oriented person, and something happened not that long ago that I think is very, very interesting. See, I found in cleaning out some cabinets and closets in my home, I found my original book of goals that I started way back in, like, I think it was like 91 or something like that. So many, many years ago, I started actually writing down goals and dreams and things that I wanted to see happen in my life. And so I started, just out of curiosity, I started reading through these old goals. And it's really amazing that I would say, without having a calculator in hand, probably at least 90 to 95% or not, maybe even more of the goals that I wrote down back in the 90s have become reality. So I'm living my life exactly the way that I projected back in the 90s that I would live my life. I kind of designed my own life. So, but one thing really that stood out was that one of my goals back then, and I forgot about it. I guess I put it in the back of my mind and forgot about it. But one of my goals was that I would buy an RV and travel all across North America in the RV. And I kind of just put that down and I read it every day. As I've told you many times in the past, that I've, you know, the way I achieve my goals is I write them down, but not only write them down, but read them every single day. But this is my original goals book. So that goals book kind of, you know, went by the wayside, and I've had, you know, many more since. So I've read that every single day. And here we are many years later. As you probably know, I've been actually touring around the country, the United States, in my RV with my wife, Yoko, and our cat. And it has been probably the most awesome thing that I've done in my life, buying this little RV. And it's pretty small. It's like a tiny Class B. And if you're not sure that the RV lingo, Class B is kind of like, imagine like a van, a large van that's converted into an RV that has, we have a bed, a kitchen, a bathroom, a stove, refrigerator, microwave, but it's very tiny. And so you got to make the best of the space. So that's not my point. I mean, my point is I've got this RV now. As a matter of fact, we're finishing up a little road trip right now. We went up to upstate New York and saw beautiful foliage, and on the way back down, swung by the Jersey Shore. And right now, as I record this, I'm sitting at a state park in Delaware, in between Rehoboth Beach and Ocean City, Maryland. It's just absolutely gorgeous out here. Yoko went to the beach this morning and took some amazing photos. So it's an amazing lifestyle. And by the way, we did a road trip over the summer, about 5 or 6 weeks on the road out to Colorado and Utah and Idaho and South Dakota and so many other just phenomenal places that are just so great to see when you're actually on the road experiencing them so closely. So it's just another reminder to you that I want to share this with you. If there's something in your life that you want to do, I firmly, honestly believe that you can do it. I mean, as long as it's halfway realistic, as I've always kidded around before, if I said, now I'm 63 years old right now, if one of my goals was I want to be a quarterback in the NFL right now, that's probably not going to happen. So it's got to be like kind of at least fairly realistic. But I do believe that we can do almost anything we want to do. We can live the life, the lifestyle, have the income, the surroundings, the friends, the job, almost anything we want to do. But I'm going to urge you again, I've said this before to you, please do some thinking, do some soul searching, write this down, write down what you want and read it every day. Don't obsess over it. You don't have to obsess over it. I'm not even sure how it works out. I do believe that the universe is so powerful. It will bring to you and bring into your life whatever you want. It's done it for me. I mean, these days when somebody asks me how I'm doing, my answer is pretty much either like living the dream, because I really am, or on top of the world, couldn't be better. And they're all true. And that's not to mean that I am conceited. Those of you that actually know me personally, you've met me from, you know, at some point, you know that I'm a regular guy. I'm nobody really special. I'm just, so if you're listening to this thinking, man, I'm going to get this information from this guy, because this guy is some kind of guru. And hey, I'm a regular guy, but I'm a regular guy who has pretty much figured out how to live the life that I want to live. And I'm sharing that with other people like you, because you can do it too. I am 100% certain that you can do it as well. Now, I know I don't come out with as many podcasts as I used to. And I told you once before that if I don't have something that I think is going to be hard hitting, something really good and valuable, I'm not going to waste your time and just record an episode just for the sake of recording an episode so some people can hear it and I get my statistics get a little better. No, I'm way past that. I don't need that. My life is so good and so fulfilled. I only want to share with you things that are really going to help you, and I'm not going to waste your time. So when I come out with an episode like this, I think it's something that truly is going to help you. But along the same line, if you want a little bit more of me, I don't know if you do or not, but if you want a little bit more of me, I do have a very active channel now on YouTube where I'm sharing a lot of our RV experiences. Now, here's the thing. Whether you're into RVing or have no interest whatsoever in RVing, I invite you to join me on my channel. It's called The RV Dummy, because I kind of am an RV dummy. I started RVing knowing basically nothing. I mean zero about RVs. I took the bull by the horn and just dove into it like I always do. And I'll tell you a real quick story in a second how that's my personality. But many of my videos that I'm doing relate back to life as well. And some have nothing at all to do with RV, but just kind of like this, like about life. So I invite you to join me. I'd love for you to subscribe. To get there, it's youtube.com/C. It's the letter C/C/ The RV Dummy, all one word, The RV Dummy. It's D-U-M-M-Y. So again, youtube.com/C. I guess that stands for channel, /C/ The RV Dummy. And so one thing is that I'm getting closer and closer every day to 1,000 subscribers. That's kind of been my goal for a little while. But one thing that I promise all my subscribers on and viewers on YouTube is that when they have a comment or ask a question, I respond. At least I try my best to respond to 100%. So it might not be for a day or two or a week, but I respond to everybody because I really feel that this is an extremely valuable community, and it's a way of kind of getting everybody together, getting kind of like our tribe together. And a lot of my subscribers on YouTube speak to each other. So it's a really cool way to kind of stay connected to not only to me, but to like-minded people. And it's I will tell you this, it's a great group. It really is a fantastic group. So again, I invite you. Sometimes I can't speak well either. I invite you to join me on my YouTube channel, The RV Dummy. And I think if you just go to YouTube and just do a search for The RV Dummy, it should probably show up there. Be careful, because I do have another channel on YouTube that's not very active, so don't do a search under my name. Do a search under The RV Dummy, or just go right to the URL that I just told you about. I think there was one other thing I wanted to share with you, but now I may have forgotten. So that might give me good reason and a good excuse to do another episode sooner rather than later. I want to give a real quick shout out to my very good friend, Steve Moore. Steve, I hope you're listening to this. Steve has been a follower for probably a couple years now, and I consider Steve a really good friend as well. Steve is the one that helped me drive my very first RV. By the way, that reminds me of what I was just going to tell you, so hang on one more second. When I bought it, he drove it from California to the East Coast, and he helped me. He was like the factor in getting me into RVing. So I want to give a shout out to Steve, because when we were doing our road trip to Utah and Colorado, Steve happened to be road tripping at the same time, and we were so fortunate to be able to get into Breckenridge, Colorado at exactly the same time and share a really wonderful lunch at Piante Pizza. But which, by the way, if you're in Breckenridge, it's an all-vegan pizza joint. I shouldn't even use the word joint, because it's classier than a joint, much classier. It's great. But we had such a good time. We sat out there, sat outside probably for an hour or two, just kind of hanging and sharing stories and friendship. And that's really what life is all about. So a little shout out to Steve there. Steve, I appreciate you more than you would ever know. Now, the last thing I wanted to share is what I forgot, but it just came back to me when I talked about RVing and how I just kind of, I didn't know anything about it. I just kind of dove into it because that's my personality. I remember back in the day, my very first computer, it was one of these old machines that runs on, if those of you that are old enough to remember this, MS-DOS. It was not Windows. It was not a Mac. It was like this old system where you had to, the operating system was simply called MS-DOS. It was a Microsoft system. And what I did, I didn't know anything about computers, but I knew I had to have one for business and for personal use and to learn, because I knew this was going to be the future. So I bought this computer, and what did I do? Did I start reading all the manuals? No. I just turned the thing on and started using it. That's how I learned. I didn't pour through all the manuals. When I had a question, I looked in the manual, of course, but I just turned the darn thing on and started using it. And from day one, I was computing. As compared to a friend of mine that said, like a year or two later, he wanted to get a computer, but he did not want to get a computer until he read up on it, read the manuals, tried to figure out what to do, how they worked. And I said to him, hey, buddy, listen, just go out and get one and you'll figure it out that way. He didn't want to hear that. So that's kind of my personality. I dive into things. Do I make mistakes? Absolutely, I make mistakes. And I love admitting that I make mistakes, because making mistakes is the only way to learn and to advance one's self. On that note, I will let you know. I appreciate you being here. It's great to be back. I'm feeling wonderful. I hope you are too. And when somebody asks you, how are you doing? Please remember, answer with something like, I'm on top of the world, or I'm living the dream, or something like that. Because if you're not, you need to check in with me, and we need to talk about why you're not living your dream. You only get one shot at this, so come on, let's do it together. I'm Dr. Dave. I'll talk to you really, really soon. I promise.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.